when a Pennsylvania landfill turned away radioactive material and drill cuttings from the gas company Range Resources last month, it was reported that it would be shipped to West Virginia. One West Virginian, Bill Hughes, has been raising the alarm about this kind of open door on radioactive waste. He's the chairman of the Solid Waste Authority in Wetzel County, West Virginia. Hughes is also involved with a local environmental group that monitors Marcellus shale impacts, and he stopped by the Allegheny Front Studios. Hi, Bill.
Good to be here.
You're from Wetzel County. About where is that?
Wetzel would be about an hour downriver from Wheeling and about an hour upriver from Parkersburg. The western border of Wetzel is the Ohio River.
How long have you been in this field of work?
First of all, I don't consider it work. This is just volunteer activities because all my grandchildren live in Wetzel County. This is the most significant impact on both environmental issues, social issues, economic issues, lifestyle, everything. So it's a massive footprint of the industrial type in Wetzel County, and it's not the Wetzel County that we moved to going on 40 years now.
What did you do professionally?
I had worked as an industrial electrician. In fact, 40 years ago, I was working for the city of Pittsburgh right downtown.
I'm going to ask you to talk about problems associated with drilling waste and radioactivity and the landfills.
You know, between Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, we're pretending that we can take our waste to injection wells in Ohio, and Ohio sends some of its Marcellus drill cuttings, which are known to be somewhat radioactive. Question is, it becomes a highly technical topic of how radioactive. What's the exposure level both to the drill workers on the well pad, to the truckers hauling the roll-off boxes, and to the landfill operators? There's never in West Virginia been a state-sponsored waste characterization done of the horizontal bore drill cuttings. A gamma detector is used by the drillers to locate the Marcellus. They try to drill in the richest, hottest spot, which means the one with the most gamma radiation. And we've chosen to stay ignorant. The landfills in West Virginia that are allowed to take an unlimited amount of this stuff. For example, last year in Wetzel County, we took in 250,000 tons. It's a quarter million tons of drill cuttings, all of it containing some radioactive material. To its credit, West Virginia is testing the leachate. Ohio is not even doing that. The leachate tests show radioactive isotopes. Is that a problem? The state of West Virginia is disinclined to know.
How much?
There's no limit to this.
Any idea how much money this entails?
If you just use Wetzel County, and since I'm on its Solid Waste Authority, I'm more familiar with its numbers. But if you take the total amount of waste that went into Wetzel County's landfill, it was about $250,000. Anyway, at $8 a ton tipping fee to the state and $20 absolute minimum that goes to the landfill operator, we're looking at $6.5 million went to the landfill operator and $2.5 million went to the state of West Virginia. This is one landfill for 1 year in one county. If any changes are made, it's going to raise the cost a disposal to the gas guys, and it'll lower the income to the municipal waste landfill. All the cards are stacked against local control for local landfills. This is supposed to be a 10,000-ton-a-month landfill for household garbage. So now we're taking up to 40,000 tons a month, and with the household garbage, we're putting 30,000 tons of Marcellus cuttings. To me, it sounds like a absolutely stupid recipe for disaster.
Any incentives at all, financial or otherwise, to change what's happening, to dispose of this properly?
No, none that I can see of. I mean, look, if we're talking about gross beta and gross alpha, radium-226, a half-life of 1,600 years, this gets complicated, way beyond what I fully understand. If we can't figure out how to maintain the roads because of the gas guys, I guarantee you we're going to have to struggle with how to deal with radioactive waste disposal.
Are many of the landfills lined, and does that make a difference?
from the people that I've spoke with that are more informed on landfill liner design, no one's tested them for this. There's a lot of heavy metals, and I have been cautioned by both geologists, hydrogeologists, and chemists. They're saying the heavy metals are possibly of much more concern. The issue is we don't know what the chemical composition is of this waste. You don't pick a liner that is going into a municipal landfill and then start putting industrial waste of unknown chemical composition and expect that this landfill liner will last indefinitely or even equivalent to what it how it would last with household garbage. All landfill liners leak. We have not yet made a landfill liner that has a 1,000-year warranty to it. When landfill liners leak, they go into groundwater. But a couple generations down the road, we have a while to find out, but it's contamination of aquifers is very expensive and usually irreversible. Fresh water is pretty important. Major wars have been fought for millions of years over fresh water and access to it. And we treat it with such a cavalier, taken-for-granted attitude. Charleston, West Virginia, should know that this is a problem. When you had 300,000 people back in early January that did not have fresh water.
Right.
Because of a chemical spill from a coal processing chemical that leaked 10,000 gallons into the Elk River, 1.5 miles upriver, West Virginia had their water intake downstream of chemical storage tanks that were 50 and 60 years old. Fortunately, no one got seriously injured or no fatalities. It could have been way worse. But West Virginia should know that clean water is really important.
Thank you very much for visiting with me.
Hope to see you again sometime.
I've been speaking with Bill Hughes. He's chairman of the Solid Waste Authority in Wetzel County, West Virginia. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan. This is the Allegheny Front. An update to that case about drill cutting waste that was barred from a Pennsylvania landfill for radiation levels, a shipment that was later dumped in West Virginia. West Virginia's Department of Environmental Protection spokeswoman Kelly Gillenwater says the agency analyzed the contents of the waste.
While we did find some levels of radiation, all of those levels were low, in fact, much lower than the federally acceptable exposure level. The agency ordered that this material be covered, which it was, and has determined that there will be no violations issued to Waste Management, the owner of the landfill.
Meanwhile, Gillenhall says Waste Management voluntarily had its special waste permit for the Range Resources waste rescinded, meaning it won't be accepting any more of this material from Range. West Virginia landfills are not required to have radiation monitors, but they will be next year. The DEP is filing for an emergency rule that could expedite that deadline, instead going into effect this August. To our interviewee Bill Hughes's point about the state having no limit on accepting waste, Gillenwater says,
every landfill that accepts this type of waste has to apply for a special waste permit, and it has to be approved by the DEP. And every landfill has its own approved limits, so it really just depends on the situation, the landfill, how it's classified.
And in other fracking news, in West Virginia, the state is the first stop for an investigative documentary film called Triple Divide, culminating 18 months of reporting. For more information on this and other events, look up the Allegheny Front on Facebook. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.